You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What better way to bring people together than through food? And that's the idea behind the gastro diplomacy movement. Mana Heshmati is bringing gastro diplomacy to Southeast Michigan with her low-profit startup, Piecemeal Kitchen, and that's P-E-A-C-E meal. Mana, how do you go about doing this? What are the mechanics?
It's pop-ups, so we generally take over kitchens, or we host them at locations like movie theaters as a caterer, or we've done events at distilleries around Detroit as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, then give me an idea. What would an evening be like?
So generally, most of our events are ticketed ahead of time. We did one at Detroit Cinema where we shown a Persian film called Offsides, and we had food leading up to the movie, and then we had the movie and said a few words kind of to begin to connect food that is common throughout the culture. So we had kind of like a full spread. We had appetizers, kind of main entrees, and a dessert with tea and nuts and seeds and just traditional food that you'd see in Iran. And even though, I mean, most of our events, someone is only there for a couple hours, right? But it begins to open the door, and it's a really good introduction to the country and the culture.
And how do you do you get a chance to kind of meet and mingle and talk with people? And what kind of insights are they getting?
The reaction overall has been really positive. Everyone who showed up, for example, at our last event at Detroit City Distillery in solidarity with the immigration ban, everyone who showed up was personally impacted by the ban, whether it was they showed up in solidarity because they were appalled by it, or they knew someone who was affected by it, or they were personally affected.
And the money that you make from the events, where does that go?
So that goes to supporting a nonprofit that benefits the people of the country. Initially, we were supporting the Omid Foundation, and they do work with young women and girls in Iran. Now we've kind of refocused our efforts more locally. Our next series of events will be benefiting Freedom House Detroit. They recently lost their funding through HUD, so they're in great need.
Mana, was there some kind of a aha moment, something that impelled you to say, I'm going to do this, even though I've got my day job, I'm going to start Piecemeal Kitchen because I want to make this happen, bring people together. What got you in that direction?
Sure. So it started off as an idea of making Iranian food and culture more accessible. I took a class through Build Institute, their starter course. I have an MBA, so I was familiar kind of with the business case side of it. Mm-hmm. But I learned more about the Detroit ecosystem. I was exploring whether this idea was even feasible, whether it would even be successful. The reaction was so positive. I mentioned the idea to my boyfriend while I was taking the class, and we talked about it in great depth, and he was incredibly supportive. He was probably one of the first American friends to really be super enthusiastic about learning about Iran, Iranian culture, and he's even starting to pick up Farsi now. So it's amazing.
Now, you were a young immigrant coming to America, right? What's your story?
Yep. So we moved to the U.S. when I was about 3 years old. We moved initially to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I was born in Sweden.
And your parents are?
Yeah, they left Iran after the revolution and moved to Sweden after that. And then lived in Hattiesburg for a couple years, then moved to Milwaukee, and then moved around the Midwest quite a bit, and then ended up in Columbus.
As you think of what you want to do with Piecemeal Kitchen going forward, what kind of ideas do you have?
We're starting to explore the idea of going mobile. We've noticed that most of our events bring out people who are very like-minded, which is not a bad thing to have. It's great to have the solidarity, especially with everything going on. But we'd really like to figure out how to reach across the aisle, reach the people who wouldn't go out of their way to come to our events.
Have you seen some special moment when you watch this and you go, yes, this is working. I see this happening, this cultural exchange.
Absolutely. We have a number of regulars at our events, and that's, I think, where I see the most impact. We have people who drive out to Detroit from, like, Lansing. There's a mother and daughter who come out to a lot of our events up from Port Huron. And just the fact that they're willing to make this trek over and over again really shows the importance.
Well, you can certainly find out more about upcoming events and the work of Piecemeal Kitchen by going to the website, piecemealkitchen.com. And again, keep in mind, that's P-E-A-C-E, and finding peace through gastro diplomacy. Mana Heshmati, founder of Piecemeal Kitchen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.